Thank you for holding. Is this Julian?
No problem, yes.
Hi, is this Julian? Julian, my name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Pretty good. And yourself?
I'm doing well. It's been a pretty busy day today, so good problem to have.
Awesome.
Yeah. I understand you were having a brief conversation with my representative, Tara, about this listing for waste removal that opened up in San Antonio.
Yes.
She asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing with you, but did you have any questions for me about the listing aside from just the cost?
Well, I mean, she mentioned that there's a spot open.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering how far down would I be?
Oh, you'd be on the first page as a top recommended option. So they won't even have to scroll anywhere to see you. They just type in one of your services and you'll show as a top recommended option. Have you seen those three guys there next to the map when you type in waste removal in San Antonio on Google?
I think even two guys or something, movers or something.
Yeah, Junk King.
But that as well.
Yeah, Junk King's a pretty big one. They've been doing this for a long time. They don't ever want to let their position go.
they expanded a lot, you know. I've seen a lot of their trucks around.
Yeah. Well, you can do that when you're the first option that pops up on people's phones. You know, if you were to pull out your phone right now, even though you are a waste removal company, you know, and you typed in waste removal, you'll get recommended Junk King because they have this, you know. So that's the benefit. You know, with what we do is just making sure that customers are seeing you as a top recommended option for what you do, and that's how we get all your traffic and drive the work to you.
Yes, understandable.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So there are a couple of discounts that she asked me to apply to the listing, but I want you to be able to see everything. Do you get texting on this number?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to send you a text message with a link to our pricing page, so that way you can see everything. You don't have a website built yet?
No, I don't. Okay. I'm not too familiar with the website, how to design, none of that, you know, so...
We'll take care of it for you. It's the same thing with Junk King. Their website was built by their host.
I'm going to put my AirPod in, and sometimes it gives me a trouble, and it hangs up. If it hangs up, could you call me right back?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I want to be able to look at the screen that you're telling me what you're sending right now.
Yeah, and listen at the same time. No worries.
I'm just letting you know if it hangs up.
I'll call you back if it does.
So I'll click on the link.
Yep, you click on that link. And once it pulls up, it'll say take control of your online presence.
Yes.
Okay. And then as you scroll down, it'll go through the basics. I know Tara kind of went over a lot of this. We get you found online, list your business in the top online search engines and directories, generate more leads, monitor your reviews, we track your success. It goes over some of our proven success. We were established in 2004. We're a premier Google partner, as you can see there. So we're the highest rated Google partner in the industry. Premier is the highest status that you can achieve as far as a partnership with Google. As you scroll down, you'll be able to see the packages and the pricing structures. So there's Premier SEO packages, and then there's Platinum SEO packages. The top ones are a bit more expensive. Junk King is doing something like the Platinum Premier there, but they got it set up on like an annual contract now. They've upgraded their package, and that one comes with Google Guarantee and Google Ads. Tara was asking me to put you on our Platinum package. If you scroll down there, advertised at $5.99 a month. It's the most popular. But she wants me to reduce the cost by 50% as part of a new in business credit. And we do usually offer that discount for new businesses, a 50% price reduction, because, well, you know, the goal is to establish a long-term business relationship with you. Even though our services are month-to-month, you know, we want to put ourselves in position where you're with us for many, many months, right? And the only way that's going to happen is if you're seeing really good return on investment. With the kind of work that you guys do, usually, you know, the first job we get you each month will offset $299, and every other job that you get that month is usually putting you into a profitable situation where we don't have to worry about if you can afford to do this every month. So I can get you that platinum bundle at $299. And then also you'll see in the fine print, there's usually a setup fee of $299. It goes towards like a client interview, name, address, and phone number cleanup, campaign research and creation, and the website optimization or the landing page optimization. I can reduce that by $200, bringing your setup fee to just a one-time payment of $99. So your initial investment would be $398. And then each month moving forward, it would go down to $299 and it would stay there. So as long as you're with us or for as long as you choose to come back, you'll keep the $299 pricing structure for that $599 platinum package. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, sounds good.
Yeah, that's your website too. So you have to remember this is all your online listings. So imagine if you were trying to hire somebody in-house to do marketing and generate a consistent flow of work for you, but instead you're paying only about $10 a day to a Google partner to do that. And the reason that this makes sense for you, Julian, is the Home Advisor program that you're using now, they get their leads from Google. So they do this to get the leads that they're selling to you, but they sell the leads to like 5-10 people. And they charge you whether you get the job or not. In this system, you don't have to pay per lead or deal with your leads going to your competition. So you only pay the $299. If you get 100 jobs, your bill's the same. We're not marking it up based on how much work you're getting. And we're not intercepting our phone calls. We let them call you directly as a live call.
No, that's understandable. I mean, and that's the... And that's a better way for me to look at it, because of course I think about all that. Like, now I gotta compete with four other companies to try to win this job, you know, and regardless I still have to pay for that lead. And
right.
So, you know, it adds up. And,
yeah.
And that's what, like, I have a lot of companies, like even I had a lot of insurance companies calling me, you know, and everybody's trying to offer me this service and that service, and I'm like, I understand everybody's out to make money.
Right.
Me too, but I'm like, why can't you be like, hey, we have something for you right here where it's going to guarantee you this money, but of course you're going to have to pay for it, you know, and then that's kind of like what you're doing right now.
Yeah,
because I know that.
Guarantee, actually, which does guarantee you a certain amount of work every month. Sorry, go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're good. It's just, I was actually even thinking of, right now, the Home Advisor, it's working okay. I'm getting leads, but of course I have to pay for everyone no matter what.
And right.
I was actually thinking about, I've thought about Google, and I'm like, I guess I'm worried about trying to get in over my head, and then I have too much work that I can't handle, you know.
Yeah.
That's kind of my concern.
Well,
but I do...
To be transparent with you, anybody that's on the first page, and this is why we don't go, oh, you're too small to handle it, you know, anybody that's on the first page is going to have more work than they can handle. You know, we don't expect you to go out and help every single person that calls you. You know, you have the right to refuse the service to anyone. But we're just putting you in a position where you could cherry pick, you know, what you do and don't want to take And we're not going to knock you if there's ones that you're turning down because you don't want to drive out there to make $50, you know? But we actually recommend it. You know, we'd rather you cherry pick. What my customers have found is that if they cherry pick, they're able to increase their profit margins. You know, maybe you have a $100 job lined up, but somebody calls you with something that's going to make you $500 to $1,000. By all means, take the $500 to $1,000. Make the most out of your time. You know, I would never tell them, oh, you have to focus on it. And what happens to those guys that you don't go out on, they just go down to Home Advisor and they fill out the form and they look for somebody who's cheap, you know, that's going to come out there and get it done for a lower rate. Those guys are price shoppers anyway. Yeah. The clients that you want are the ones on Google.
A lot of them too, when I tell them a price, they're like, let me look around a little more. Okay, go right ahead. But I'm not, you know, I cannot go out there and offer you a free service, you know?
Yeah.
But, I mean, it does interest me, and I would like to move forward with it.
Mm-hmm.
My only thing right now is, everything I do, I speak with my wife about, she's not home right now.
Mm.
Would it be possible for you to give me a call back later today at, I would like to say about 5. Would that be too late for you today?
Well, the last time we had a listing available for this area was 9 months ago. Because usually when a spot opens up, Google will give us the list of the reps that qualify. And then my representatives like Tara, they just call out on it on a first come, first serve basis. Once they fill that spot, we close it out. So I can't sign anybody else up once that spot fills. We'll be at our max capacity.
Yeah, I just don't want to make a move without complaining with my wife.
I understand. I'm married and I have children too. It's just really unfortunate that happens. You know, like there's a lot of companies where I talk to them and I would rather help them out than to give it to one of the bigger companies that just wants to buy it so the other companies can't have it. You know, I personally look for the smaller companies that we can help grow. But you know, it really is kind of on a first come, first serve basis. We can't just sign people up whenever we want. That's what makes it so valuable, is that there's only a limited amount of spots, whereas like Home Advisor and these other guys, you know, they put themselves on there and then they'll put like 30 of you in the same area on one listing, you know? True. Do you think this is something, like I understand it's an expense, you know, $400. I have a joint account with my lady, you know, if I spent $400 without asking her, I'm definitely going to hear from her. But obviously if you're going to leave Home Advisor, which you probably will, I can actually send you this link from the Federal Trade Commission talking about even shutting that system down anyway. So that way you guys aren't, or if she's asking why you did it, it's like, well, if Home Advisor gets shut down, then what are we going to do for leads and for work, you know? That's the only thing you guys are using now. But, you know, do you think this is something that she would be opposed to you doing?
Not necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I always run everything by her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everything I'm doing right now is family owned and operated, and it's us working together. You know, we'll go out there and knock it out, you know. And it's always like, we conversate about everything we're doing. So let's say right now I was to say, you know what, let's move forward. What would my total, everything come out to, taxes and all, what would my total be?
If you want to get started today, it'd be $398 out the door. That'll cover you all the way until November 10th. It's month to month. So if you and your missus decide you want to keep moving forward, it would be $299 from that point moving forward.
I tell you what, let's go ahead and do it, man.
You're gonna love it.
I can just say, do it.
let's just say I don't like it, and I can say screw it, next one, right?
Yeah, yeah. But if you're unhappy with the service, you can cancel at any time, but I just don't see that happening. Especially if you guys sit down and you really compare the numbers, there's a tracking system, so you'll be able to see all the work we're bringing in for you. I'm sure she'll be happy with it. You know, everybody likes money, and you're already in business, so it doesn't make sense to be in business and have your customers not find you, you know?
Yes.
So I'm going to create your Google business profile. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed as the primary line of contact for your business. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yes.
Okay, so 830-765-0695.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. What's your last name, Julian?
Esquivel.
Can you spell that for me?
E-S-Q-U-I-V-E-L.
Okay, Esquivel. And then your first name is just J-U-L-I-A-N, right?
Yes.
Okay, and I'm going to send you an invoice receipt because this is considered a business expense, so you can write it off. And then I'm also going to send you an outline of the agreement in writing because of the discounts that I gave you on that platinum package. What's your business email address that I could send that to?
J-E at expeditedent.com.
Okay, expeditedent.com. Okay, perfect. Let me go ahead and update. And then can I send you a test email just to verify?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to send it from my work email here. It'll be from a John H. at localsplash.com. I'm just going to title it test, and I'm going to put my contact info in there. So let me know when you receive that. And I'll be your account lead moving forward. So if you want something done quickly or you or the wife have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, I'll still be accessible to you. I'm actually going to send you a text with my direct number and extension as well.
Okay, so I got the email.
Okay, perfect. So that means I got your email address right, and then I texted you as well. And then we're going to build a website for you also, so that's included in your package. Do you have a company logo or, like, photos of work that you've done in the past?
I don't actually have a logo. I've taken pictures of work that I've done.
Okay. Send those into that email address. I'm going to have you meet with our graphic designers during a client interview, and I'll have them correspond with you via email. We'll get a website or a logo developed for you, for your website, okay?
So
I have to get some we have some things that we have, like, copyright permissions on that are relevant to your industry, so they'll send you some stuff, and then we'll get that developed, make sure it's not conflicting with any other companies and the state of Texas. And then our Google's going to send you a PIN verification letter. It's like a little postcard size envelope. That's how you get the little red dot on the map there, kind of indicating where you are. What's the business street address that I could send that to?
I'm actually using a home address.
Okay, I could hide it for you. It'll still say your city, state, and zip on the listing, though, just so you know.
Yeah, that's good with me.
Okay. But I'll hide the street address. Like, nobody's going to show up at your house or anything like that. I'll deactivate the turn-by-turn directions as well.
Okay.
So this is just to send that postcard. And then there's, like, a five-digit number on the back of the postcard when you get it in the mail that I'm going to need from you.
Okay. So that will be a couple of days out.
Yeah, it takes about 3 to 5 days for you to receive it in the mail. So what's the street address that I would send that to?
Oh, okay, 611.
Uh-huh.
Frank Echo 90. Frank Igloo. Echo Lima Delta.
Fenfield Avenue. I found it. 611 Fenfield Avenue.
Yes.
Okay. San Antonio 78211.
Yes.
Okay. And then how do you want your hours of operation for your business listed on Google?
I guess from like, eight a.m. to 6 p.m.
Okay.
I really don't honestly care, but so that is, I'm not being called at midnight.
Yeah. I can set it as like 8 to 6 Monday through Friday, and then Saturday and Sunday can be like by appointment only, so that way they could still call you, but you're not actually expected to work. Or I could put like emergency services available.
Okay, that sounds good to me.
Okay. Set this up, approve. Emergency services. Yeah, that way if they call you after hours and you decide to take the job, at least you'll get extra. You know, you could charge them like a after hours fee or a emergency services fee. Okay, and then can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yes, I just got to set up a Square reader or something. I don't actually have anything like that, but I could get it. That's not a problem.
Okay, I'll set it up as cash and check for now, and then once you get that Square reader, let us know. That's something that we can have attached to your website. So if you run into like a customer that's uncomfortable with giving you a card or payment information, they could just go onto your website and they could type it in themselves there, and it'll pay you directly through the app.
Okay.
Okay. That helps. Good. That helps a lot. Yeah, I run into people like that all the time. I actually have a roofing contractor over in Fort Worth that I work with. I've been working with this guy for like 9 years.
Uh-huh.
And he always has really big transactions come through, and we always have to like verify that it's him. Otherwise, American Express like charges him like 6% per job. So it's convenient that he has it, and he has his online business profile, because then he doesn't have to worry about getting docked so much through the bank. You'll notice when you set up your Square, they're going to try to charge you like 2 to 6% depending on the type of payment method the customer uses.
I know it's around 3%.
Yeah, yeah. It just depends on what they use. I know if they use Amex, it's more.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah. Yeah, it's different for each card. Like Visa and MasterCard, I think, is like on the low end, like 1.5%, 2%. And then Discover and American Express are the higher ones. Okay, but I have your business profile set up. There will be a client interview. This is where we do a lot of the fine-tuning on your campaign, where we customize it. So they'll go over like all the services you provide, so that way we can get your keywords set up. Right? The keywords are the phrases the customers will have to type in order to have your name pull up as a top recommended option there. They'll also go over the service area. That way we're not sending you anywhere you don't want to go or have you receiving calls anywhere you don't want to go. And then obviously they'll help with the logo and getting the website set up. So usually it's about 30 to 45 minutes, but they ask for an hour window just to make sure in case the call goes over or you have extra questions. Are you available this afternoon, maybe between like 4 and 5 or 5 and 6?
Yes.
Which one works better for you? I'm going to schedule the call.
It's kind of hard for me to say because I would want to say 4 to 5.
4 to 5? Okay. Well, I'm going to send you a text like 1 hour before. So at 3 o'clock, you'll get a text message reminder. If something pops up or changes, just let me know when that reminder comes through, and then I could always reschedule it for you for either a little later or tomorrow. But I want to try to get this done as soon as possible so that way we can get started on your website. I'm hoping that by Friday, we already have your PIN verification and your website up and running. So that way, you know, we're ready to go live and start making some money for you.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah. I like to get everything moving right away. All right. So I'm going to send you a calendar invitation as well to your business email. You're going to receive that here shortly for that appointment. Just a second. And it's going to be with a separate technician. Okay. But I'll still be here with you. You have my direct number. If you have any issues, you could always hang up on them and call me directly. I'll fire them. You won't have any issues. I'm just joking. That they're all good people. But I tell them all the time, I said, the customer's always right. So, you know, if the business owner asks you to help them with something, you just help them, and that's it. No questions asked. Okay. All right. And then let me know when you got that calendar invitation, and we'll go ahead and secure the position. Should come through as like an email.
Yes.
Okay, got it?
Yes, I got it.
All right, perfect.
Julian. So I put RSVP.
Yep, yeah, you just want to, you want to hit yes, yep, RSVP. And we'll get the little green check. Yep, there we go. All right. And that'll be mostly general knowledge information, okay? It's not like they're going to have you hopping in front of a computer. So if you're still on a job site, then that's totally fine. They're just going to ask you things about the business that you already know off the top of your head, like what kind of work you do, what things you will and won't accept, what areas you'll go to, things like that. Favorite color for the website, right? All right. And then in terms of securing your first month's – oh, actually, there is a – oh, no, I'll get the security question after this. In terms of securing your first month's payment of the $398, how did you want to do that?
What are my options?
You could secure it using any kind of business debit card or personal debit card. So it could be like a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express.
Okay, so I have a business debit.
Okay, and it's under your name as well, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and is the billing address for the card the same as the street address that we're sending your PIN verification letter?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
Let me be sure this is the right card real quick.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so it's 5343.
5343.
7100.
7100.
0746.
0746.
7318.
7318. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
8/25.
Did you say 8/25?
Yes.
Okay, and then there's a small 3-digit code on the back.
728.
Okay.
And then the only difference, I got the middle initial is an M on the card.
Okay. Let me make sure I add that. Okay. Update. Okay, and then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification recording as an added form of protection for you. Okay, now as I'm walking you through the voice verification, if I say anything that you don't understand or you don't agree with, just stop me. I could always rephrase it for you, okay? All right. You're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company, Local Splash, and is an added form of protection for you, the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Enterprises LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Julian Esquivel, owner, operator.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided today?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Julian, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional forms of online advertising while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. It says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. Your non-refundable payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is October 10th of 2022, and the discounted amount of $398 for the Platinum Package Bundle. It says, when the term is completed, your agreement is set to renew each month on the 10th day, but it'll be in the discounted pricing structure of $299 because the setup fee is only a one-time payment of $99. It states here you may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time. You're not binded to a contract. We do ask that you contact us 3 days before your next billing is due if you are going to discontinue. There are no cancellation fees nor penalties if you do decide to discontinue. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Upon your initial payment authorization, you're going to receive a welcome text message and a welcome email. I'm actually going to hang on the line with you here while you receive those. So let me know when you get that. And then I do have to ask you a security question. We'll get that set up here in just a second. Just want to confirm that you got those messages. So there's a couple of automations that'll come through. One will say, like, welcome to Local Splash. Another one will say, Julian, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Okay, I got the text and I think I got the email as well.
Okay, so there should be a section that'll say, like, click here to accept the subscription terms. Okay, and then you'll find a full outline of the agreement in writing there. Now, this isn't a contract, but I do like that you have something in writing that's going to outline that you're getting everything in that Platinum Package for this discounted pricing structure. So that way there's no confusion about that. And then, obviously, you'll save that. You'll have that on file, and we'll have that on file. So even if you're still with us, you know, 2-3 years from now, your agreement is the same. It's not, the price isn't ever going to go up or change for those products and features, even if our prices increase at the beginning of the year.
Okay. Sounds
yeah.
good.
Yeah, your agreement will always stay the same from this point. Well, I don't know about that one. For those products and features, man. I mean, if you could get a website built.
I had to try, man.
Yeah, it was worth the stab. It was worth the stab. But I understand, like, hey, you know, things happen. So obviously, if you run into some unexpected events, like I had some guys in Florida where they were dealing with that hurricane. And I shouldn't even be telling you this, but I was helping them a lot. I was giving a lot of them, like, service credits, like an extra month. So that way they could, because they kind of went down for a couple weeks, you know, because of that. And then, but business is, like, booming once they all get everything back, you know, the hurricane passed. So, you know, I still gave them credits, though. So I understand, you know, life events happen. It doesn't have to be a natural disaster.
But that's a good thing, though, because, you know, that's how you build that relationship, you know. Hey, you know,
exactly.
I was doing business with you because you treated me like a person, you know.
Right, right. And that's what I was trying to explain to you, too. You know, things like HomeAdvisor, they set you up, and then they just start charging you, and they don't care, you know. We're not like that. As a Google partner, you know, the only way we're going to get paid is if you're getting paid, because it's a month-to-month service, right? So that causes us to get in there and be in it with you. You know, if we want to make money, we have to make sure that you're making money. So we get in there and make sure everything's working accordingly, not just on Google, but all the platforms that we host. And so we harvest that relationship.
So basically right now, I got on one of the most basic plans with you, right?
No. Actually, you're on a Platinum Package. So you're getting the most basic pricing structure that we have to offer, but you're on a Platinum Bundle. So, I mean, you can advance, Absolutely. Like, you can grow from here.
That's what I wanted to get at was, let's say I wanted to try to expand my presence.
Yeah.
Could I do that?
Absolutely, absolutely. So those Platinum Premier packages, like Junk King is on, those packages have Google Ads. So I don't know if you've seen the guys at the very top, they say Google Guarantee and Ads next to them.
Yes.
So we can put you up there. If you wanted to do the Google Ads, I can enroll you, but it's a $250 application fee. And they just do like a background check and everything. But Google actually will guarantee you a set amount of leads, and they guarantee the customer that you've been background screened, and they provide the customer with a $2,000 worth of insurance in case something goes wrong since we're recommending you. So that's definitely something to grow into. And then also those ads, once you get them up and running, you could cover a lot broader service area. You know, they could cover up to like 100-mile radius rather than just 50. So the more ground you cover, the more calls and opportunities you're going to get. But I think right now, the reason I put you on this package is I think this is already going to be more than enough at the moment. Obviously, if you hire some guys or you get another truck where you can have one guy working 50 miles in one direction and another guy working 50 miles in the other direction, then, you know, obviously we'll be able to talk expanding, you know. But I want it to be able to support what you're spending, you know. Yeah. So if you're spending like $600-$700 every month, I want you to be able to have, you know, four crews that can go and pick up a job, so that way we're offsetting that easily every day, you know?
Yeah.
So there's a method to the madness. We've been doing this for a really long time, so we know how to grow your company and obviously put it in position to where we can work with you long term, and that's what we're invested in. You know, we're confident that with what you see from these next couple months, that'll really set us up. And then at the beginning of 2023, if you decide, hey man, that was such a great season that we just had throughout the holidays, I want to, you know, go ahead and take care of the bill for the whole year, you know, I can make you an offer on the annual contract that'll actually end up saving you some money. So we can obviously cross that bridge when we get there, but I just want to throw that out there so you're aware.
Oh, so okay. Right here, I still got to do the pencil, the I-certify.
Yeah, you got to check that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to check that, and then you got to sign off on the bottom. You just type out your first and last name as it appears above.
I haven't forgot about that. But I want to talk.
Sorry. There's a lot of products and features. You'll notice once you sign off on this, it'll take you to a page for a username and password. So there is an app, and there's an account dashboard and tracking system. So you can actually go in there. You can request reviews from your customers. You can track all the jobs we're getting for you, what services they looked up. Even if you miss calls, it'll save their information. So you kind of have like a pipeline of leads that you can go into. If you don't have somebody there, like a secretary to answer the phone all the time while you're out. So, yeah, those are all very useful.
Could I use the, like, any reviews that I have, like, from Angie Lee or Home Advisor?
Well, so we can't copy those reviews and post them, but if the, because Google has verified reviews, and we have review monitoring. So what that means is the customers have to actually be logged into their email in order to write those reviews. So that way it's traceable back to that customer, and it's not like one of your competitors that's just going in there trying to bash you and send you like feedback. You know?
Yeah, that's understandable.
Yeah, so but you can ask those customers to go back like, hey, this is my Google business profile. I'm doing Google advertising now. You know, if you can go back and write a review, and then we'll verify those reviews very quickly, you know, but they have to make sure it's verified. And then if somebody writes something bad, we do have review monitoring, so you get an opportunity to dispute those before it's published. So that way it's not negatively affecting your reputation. We're always going to side with you on that because, like I said, it's in our best interest that you look good, you know, keep those guys coming in. But I did have to ask you, I got your terms and conditions signed back, but there is a security question. So that way somebody can't call in pretending to be you. It says
You have three options for your security question. You have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your pet's first name. Which one works best for you?
The last. The pet.
The pet's first name?
Yes.
Okay, what's your pet's first name?
Sparky.
Oh, it's your first pet's name, it says. Sparky?
Yeah.
Okay,
yes.
S-P-A-R-K-Y?
Yes.
Okay. Let me just fix this. Sparky. Okay, and they'll only ask you that if, like, you call in trying to make a change or asking about billing information, you know, and then anytime you receive a call from our company, they're actually going to ask you the security question. That way you can verify that it's us and not somebody else, okay?
Okay.
All right. So that concludes our initial setup process. Obviously, thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard to the local Splash team. Couple things I want you to keep in mind, okay, just so that there's no confusion and we get everything up and running as soon as possible. There's a client interview today. It's between 4 and 5 o'clock. They're going to call you on an 877 number, the same number that I was texting you on, okay, and they're going to call you on this line.
Yes.
Okay, and they'll walk you through that. Now, once the client interview is done, you're going to get the username and password and a YouTube video to log into your tracking system. It shows you how to use the tracking system and everything. So obviously look out for that. The PIN verification, when it comes in the mail, there's a 5-digit number on the back of it that I'm going to need from you. So try to make sure the second you get that or if your missus checks the mail, let her know that that's coming. You only have to verify your company one time on Google for as long as you own it. So it's like even if you use this or you stop using this like 6 months from now, all those reviews and everything you built up on Google and that Google business profile will still exist. Like you're still a verified business on Google.
Okay.
You're still going to have your reputation, right? So that's a huge benefit. But make sure that when you get that, I get that 5-digit number, okay?
Okay. And what if I wanted to change the address later on?
Yeah, you can update it. You just got to call in to your account management team here. At that point, if you already have an existing account, we won't have to re-mail it out to you. We can usually do a phone verification. So we could just change it here, submit it, and then we three-way call you with Google just to verify it over the phone.
Okay.
So that way you don't have to have it mailed out every single time. Are you planning on moving soon, or is that just curiosity?
No, the address that I've been using, it's a family address, but that's not actually where I stay, but that's my mailing address for everything.
Okay, yeah,
but
because the postcard
I was just thinking.
So as long as there's somebody there to receive
yeah,
it,
that's not a problem.
I have the address hidden, remember? So they're not going to show up, nobody's going to that address.
Yes.
Or seeing that address. Okay. Yeah, but if you want me to change it, I could swap it out at any time.
No, I just don't want to. I don't want to do it right now. I'd rather just stick with the address because, like I said, I use that address for everything.
Okay.
But in case I wanted to change it later, I just wanted to know if it would be possible.
Yeah, no, I'll leave it exactly how it is. But, yeah, if you want to change it, you also have my direct number and extension, and we have a 24/7 customer service department available to you. So you could just call in at any time and ask them. We already will know it's you when you call in because we have your number and your email address already on the file, and they'll ask you the security question. So anytime, you just call in, and then we can modify it for you.
Okay.
Or change it.
Thank you.
Absolutely. No, you're welcome. And then, like I said, I'm going to be here to walk you through it. And then there's also a 24/7 customer service department. So if there's anything that we could do to help you be successful, you know, don't hesitate to ask. You know, no questions or dumb questions. We're basically going to walk you through it until you feel comfortable and you get a consistent flow of clients going. And then we'll kind of back off and let you do your thing. But in the beginning, when we're getting it all set up, we're building the website, getting the PIN verification, there's going to be a lot of interaction going on, you know, the first 2 weeks of this. So just to be transparent with you. You still with me, Julian?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Sorry.
No worries.
I'm listening, but because I jumped on the boat.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. No, so we're basically done for right now. Like I said, only things I want you to focus on are that client interview this afternoon. We'll circle back with you between 4 and 5. And then that PIN verification when it comes in the mail. Also, send over any photos to that email address, photos@localsplash.com, so that way we could get those uploaded to the website as soon as possible.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to working with you. I'm going to make sure that you're late. You're a happy camper and that you don't have to explain this to your lady later, okay?
I still got to explain it, you know.
Well, yeah, you still got to explain it, but it'll be a good conversation, right? So, you know, and I'll make sure you have that. And then if you guys are having any issues, like with the home advisor, and if you decide to cancel that, let me know. I've worked with a lot of people who have used that in the past, and I kind of know my way around that system too. So, you know, don't hesitate to give me a call if there's anything we can help you with.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Appreciate you. You're welcome.
Yeah. No, you're so welcome. I'm looking forward to building a long-term business relationship with you, man. So, you know, you have a great rest of your day, and then we'll circle back with you between 4 and 5 for that client interview.
Okay. You have a great one as well. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right. You're welcome. Bye-bye.